So Be'ezrat Hashem, we continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Shaar Daled, we're up to Perek Tet Zayin. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin Zechuto Tagen Alenu, is extolling the benefits and greatness and advantages of the one who learns Torah. וגם מעבירים ומסלקים מעליו כל התרדות והעניינים מעול דרך ארץ. One who is a תלמיד חכם, it is in the nature of the world that Hashem created that the worldly occupations or preoccupations are removed from him. They don't take up space or much space in his life. וכל שאר ענייני זה העולם המונעות תמידות העסק בתורה הקדושה, and all the matters that take a person away from the consistency and the diligence of learning Torah, all the mundane matters are removed from a Talmid Chacham who proves to be genuinely someone who spends his days in learning. כמו שאמרו, as it says in Pirkei Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, כל המקבל עליו עול תורה מעבירים ממנו עול מלכות ועול דרך ארץ. One who truthfully accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, from Shamayim they remove from him the yoke of the kingdom, meaning of the government, and the yoke of worldly occupations. ואמרו במדברה באו בתנחומה פרשת חוקת, and Chazal state in the Midrash, שמזהתם ניתנה התורה במדבר. This is why the Torah was given in the wilderness, in the desert. כשם שמדבר אינו נזרע ואינו נאבד, just like the wilderness is a place that's not plowed, it's not planted, it's not sowed. ככה מקבל עליו עול תורה פורקים ממנו עול דרך ארץ. So to the one who accepts the Torah, he doesn't have to work in all the usual ways that agriculture calls for and that the world calls for. Keshem shemidbar eno ma'ale arnon, just like there's no taxation, there's no collecting of taxes in a midbar, in a desert. Kach b'nei Torah b'nei chorin, so too those who are learners of Torah are free from taxes as well. Ubezoar vaychi, in the Zohar, in Parashat Vayechi, it says, "The kol man deyadal ishtadela beoraita vela ishtadal itchayev benafshe." Anyone who knows, who is able to be osek b'Torah, and he doesn't, he is liable for his own being, for his own life. Velo od, and not only that, ela deyahavin ale ula de'ara'a v'shibuda bisha. But from Shamayim, they then place upon him the yoke of all the workings of this world. Tichtiv b'Yisachar v'yet shichmo lisbol, as we find in the psukim of Yisachar, man desata orche v'garme delal mizbal ula deoraita, one who strays from being under the burden and yoke of Torah, miyad v'hi lemas oved. Immediately he has to pay taxes and he has to work. By nature, a person who's a talmid chacham, his type of life is conducive to not having to work as much as other people. It's an amazing thing. And this is built into the halakha of the Torah. It's a halakha psuka shetalmidei chachamim pturim mimisim. The talmidei chachamim are patur, are exempt from paying taxes. Like it states in the Gemara Nedarim and the first perek of Baba Batra, Share leletzuva mirabanan lememar layahivna karga. A tzuva mirabanan, a talmid chacham, has the right to say, I am exempt from taxes. Dichtiv pasuk in Ezra, perek zayin, min da belo vahalach la shalit lemirme alehom. Ezra, a sofer, told the people in charge not to collect the taxes from the people of Torah, from those who are talmidei chachamim. Rav Huna barav Chizda shada karga rabbanan. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Chizda, once demanded tax collecting from Rabbanan, from Talmidei Chachamim. Amar li Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, avarta deoraita ad neviim ad ketuvim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak reprimanded him and told him, you have transgressed that which is written three times, once in the Torah, once in the Nevi'im, once in the Ketuvim. The idea that Talmidei Chachamim are patur from misim, from taxes. The whole purpose of paying taxes is to pay for security, for guards. Rabbanan, they don't need security or guards. They are the security. They are the guardians. Ubetana de Viliyahu Seder Eliyahu Rabba Perek Dalet, and in Tana de Viliyahu, it states, Kol Talmid Chacham Sheosek Batorah Bechol Yom Tamid Bishvil Leharbot Kevot Shamayim. Every Talmid Chacham who is Osek Batorah every day in order to increase the honor and the glory of Hashem in the world, he doesn't need a sword, he doesn't need a spear, or anything that is needed for any weaponry that is needed for safety. The Tana Dvirihu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself guards him. There's a special siyata dishmaya of security, of safety for one who is a Talmid Chacham. And to put it in the words that we just saw, a Talmid Chacham who learns for the purpose of increasing Kvod Shamayim. V'sham beperek yutchet, and further in Tana Devirayahu, it states, im yesh bo ba'adam derech eretz u'mikra levad. If a person is on the level that he has derech eretz, and he learns chumash, he learns mikra, scripture, mosrim lo malach echad leshomro. So from Shamayim, there is a special malach that is created, that is sent to guard this person. That's already a great level. Shene'emar, the Midrash brings a pasuk. Kara Adam Torah Nevi'im uktuvim. If a person is proficient in all the Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ktuvim, Osrim lo shne malachim. He has two guardian angels that protect him. Shene'emar, as it states, ki malachav yetzavelach lishmorcha v'chol derachecha. אבל קרא אדם תורה נביאים וכתובים ושנה משנה ומדרש הלכות ואגדות. But a person who studies the entire Tanakh and the entire Shas, all the Mishnayot, all the Midrashim, all the Gemarot, and all the Agadot, ושימש תלמידי חכמים, and he sits at the feet of תלמידי חכמים to learn by them and to learn deeply. הקדוש ברוך הוא משמרו בעצמו, Hashem himself guards him. Shene'emar, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Ukefi erech hakibul asher yekabel alav ol Torah be'emet uvechol kocho, ken lefize ha'erech yasiru v'yaviru mimenu tirdot inyene ze ha'olam. In proportion to how much a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, in truthfulness and with all his energy, with all his power, in as much as he accepts the Ol Torah, that's how much from Shamayim they will remove from him all the preoccupations of this world. The more a person accepts upon himself and throws himself into the yoke of studying Torah, the more he will see little by little that all the preoccupations of this world are removed from him. Vashmira eliyona chofefet alav, and the heavenly security, the heavenly protection hovers upon him. Vehu keven hamitchate al aviv, to the point where he becomes like a son who is at times mischievous with his father. Ve'aviv oseh lo retzono u'mashlim lo kol chefzo, and yet his father loves him so much, and therefore he fulfills his desires, gives him what he wants and what he needs. Even though sometimes he's a bit too comfortable with his father. Kemo she'amru chazal, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutet, kol ha'osek b'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh lo chefzo. Anyone who is osek b'Torah, Hashem fulfills his desires. V'chen ita b'midrash Tehilim Mizmor Aleph, as it states in the midrash of the first Mizmor in Tehilim, as it says there in the pasuk, "Betorat Hashem chefzo uftoratoy yegei yomam v'alayla." ואמרו עוד שם שכתוב בתורה ושנוי בנביאים ומשולש בכתובים. Chazal tell us there in the Gemara Avodah Zarah that this is a concept that is repeated three times in Tanakh, once in the Torah, once in the Nevi'im, and once in the Ketuvim. Shekol ha'osek b'Torah nechasav matzlichim. The one who truthfully is osek b'Torah, his nechasim, his property, his possessions, are matzliach, they are successful. Ubemishle rabeta, in the Midrash, an mishle esof parashachet, v'yafek ratzon me'Hashem, kol mishu mefik b'divre Torah u'melamdo barabim, anyone who brings out Torah to the public, who gives from his Torah, af ani be'et ratzon mefik lo ratzon. So too I will fulfill, Hashem says, I will fulfill his desires when the need comes. Umzonotav muchanim lo tamid, and his parnasa is prepared for him. Belo shum amal v'yigia mu'etet alehem, without much effort on their part. This is, Rabotai, a miracle that is built in to the nature of this world vis-a-vis the Torah. And we see it up until today. You have Talmidei Chachamim that you ask yourself, how are they able to make it? How are they able to sustain themselves and their families? And it's not always so easy, but in accordance with the desire of the Talmid Chacham, he is very happy and very satisfied. And it's something that is very hard to fathom. From where? How is it possible? He learns the whole day. He has a large family. But Hashem helps. There's a special siyata dishmaya. כמו שאמרו שם בפרק אשת חיל, כל זמן שתלמיד חכם יושב ועוסק בתורה, לא עוד אלא שהקדוש ברוך הוא ממציא לו מזונותיו בכל יום ויום, שנאמר ותיתן טרף לביתה. The Torah gives מזונות to those who are in the house of Torah. ובתנא דבליהו, סדר אליהו רבה פרק י"ח, and once again he quotes from תנא דבליהו, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא שבחר בחכמים ובתלמידיהם. Blessed is Hashem who chose the Chachamim and their Talmidim, כשם שהם יושבים בבתי כנסיות ובבתי מדרשות ובכל מקום שהוא פנוי להם, just like they sit and dwell in בתי כנסת, בתי מדרש, and all places that are available to them, וקוראים ושונים לשם שמיים, and they study Torah לשם שמיים for the sake of Hashem, ויראה בלבבם, with a fear of Hashem, with a true יראת שמיים in their heart, ומחזיקים דברי תורה בפיהם, and they support Torah with their mouths, with their words. They speak of Torah all day long, and they teach Torah. ומקיימים עליהם הפסוק, and they fulfill upon themselves the פסוק, טוב לגבר כי יסעול בנעוריו. How good it is for the person to take upon himself the עול when he's young, the burden of Torah, the yoke of learning Torah in his youth. כך כביכול, so too Hashem rewards them. אפילו הם ישאלו את כל העולם כולו בשעה אחת, ונותן להם מיד. They can ask for the entire world in 1 minute, and they will be granted what they wish and what they want, says the Tana Devriyahu. ויתר על כן, even more so, אלא הגם שהוא עצמו ודאי בורח מהכבוד וגדולה. Even though, understandably, we know that a Talmid Chacham by nature hides and runs away from kavod, from glory, from honor. Ki belo ze bilti efshar ba'olam klal liyot osek b'Torah lishma. If he didn't have that in his nature, he wouldn't be able to achieve that level of learning Torah lishma. Ve'lo titkayem etzlo klal. The Torah would not last by him if he would be looking for honor. No. It's because he runs away from kavod that he achieves high levels of Torah lishma, כמו שאמרו בפרק מעלות התורה, as is stated in the sixth perek of Pirkei Avot, אל תבקש גדולה לעצמך ואל תחמוד כבוד. A person should not seek greatness and glory for himself, כי האדם אסור לו לפנות דעתו לזה כלל. A person is not supposed to focus on such things. And yet, even though the Talmid Chacham, by his very nature, runs away and avoids glory and kavod, Omnam gedol ha'etza yitbarach shemo, but the great master of counsel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noten lo simcha u'gdula be'al korcho. Hashem somehow finds a way to bring him, to bring the Talmid Chacham happiness, and to bring him high position, high glory and kavod. Be'al korcho, even though he didn't ask for it, he doesn't even want it. But Hashem finds a way to bring it to him. כמו שאמרו בתנא דבי אליהו שם, ברוך המקום ברוך הוא, שבחר בחכמים ובתלמידיהם, כמו שהם יושבים בבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות בכל יום, וקוראים ושונים לשם שמיים, ויראת שמיים בלבבם, ומחזיקים תורה על פיהם, ומקבלים עליהם בשמחה עול מלכות שמיים. That's the statement that we saw before in תנא דבי אליהו, that just like the תלמידי חכמים sit and learn and study Torah all day long with יראת שמיים, and they teach Torah, and they accept upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem with simcha, with joy. He's not sitting there in the kollel and moping and complaining, and that's not a true Talmid Chacham. A real Talmid Chacham, you'll go into a kollel, you'll see someone who is happy, who is truly and genuinely happy. His smile is radiant and brilliant with a shine of the joy of Torah. כך כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן להם שמחה לצדיקים בעל כורחם שלא בטובתם. הקדוש ברוך הוא confers upon them extra happiness and כבוד, even more, much more than they asked for. עד כאן. וכמאמר הכתוב, ינזוף, by quoting the pasuk in תהילים that we know, תהילים כ' ג' in מזמור לדוד השם רואי לו יחסר, at the end it says, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי. Only goodness and kindliness will chase after me all the days of my life, will run after me. Chase? Since when do we see that good chases after a person? Even though the true Talmid Chacham runs away from tov v'chesed of people, from kavod, hema rodfim acharai be'al kochi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gedol Ha'etza, makes it so that the kavod, the tov, and the chesed finds its way and reaches the true Talmid Chacham. Hashem Yezakenu.